Okay, so we discussed the more questionable avenue for learning Hashkafa, which is the use of the Seichel. We saw three opinions there. Now we're going to explore the more common, more unquestioned avenues of studying Hashkafa, which are, as we saw earlier, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ma'amarei Chazal. So, for Torah and Nevi'im, we understand where the authority comes from. For Ma'amarei Chazal, we're going to need to explore the authority. Because for Torah and Nevi'im, obviously the Torah was written by God Himself, and so the words come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and anything that you learn in the Torah is very clearly Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us, and that's unquestioned. And in the Nevi'im, so even if those exact words are not from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can trust that the ideas come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that He passed on to the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im relayed to us in their own words. So the question of the authority of these sources to give us primary information about the domain of the spiritual and to give us primary information about Hashkafic topics is not in question. What's in question is A, the authority for the Ma'amarei Chazal to do the same, since they're human beings. And what's also in question is, okay, so where exactly do I look for Hashkafic information in the Torah? And how exactly do I find it? So, as we said earlier, we quoted the Rashi, we quoted the Ramban, who believe that the Torah is basically, before it even gets to the mitzvot, is about ideas. And that's what the Torah is coming to teach you in one of its two primary goals. The Ein Yaakov, which is a commentary on all the Agadatas in Shas, essentially makes the same argument, which is to say that the Torah can be divided into three major parts, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and we are supposed to understand that one of the major parts, one of the major uses of the Torah is to study it not just for knowledge of the mitzvot, but to study it for the knowledge of these deep spiritual ideas. The Chovot Levavot, or before I get there, I'll just say, okay, so I think that's kind of undisputed that the Torah is seen as maybe the primary source for Hashkafic topics. And we've seen, you know, no lack of sources that suggest that. In fact, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Terigin, when he's asked, you know, Rebbe, can you suggest a good Sefer on Machshava? So he responds, Chumash. And he's not joking, meaning it sounds like a joke, but it's true. This is the undisputed primary source for learning Hashkafa. And that's clear and that's well established. The question is more, okay, how do we go about learning Hashkafa from the Torah? And the truth is, it's one of two ways, broadly speaking at least. In the Chovot Levavot, in the Hakdama, he discusses, you know, why it seems that nobody is practicing, or no one is well aware of our Chovot Levavot. We seem to be extremely knowledgeable about the Chovot Evarim, all the details that accompany our religious obligations in the domain of physical practice. We seem to be very, very unaware of the significance or the details of those Chovot HaLevavot that we discussed earlier. And he said, I thought to myself, I had a Havamina, maybe the Torah doesn't put much focus on it. And he says, but then I read through the Torah and I realized just how many psukim are focused on our obligations that are not strictly behavioral obligations, but duties of the heart, as we discussed earlier. And that really comprises, you know, method number one of learning Hashkafa from the Torah is just read it. The pshat level in Torah reveals to you a tremendous amount of important Hashkafic information. But On a deeper level, the drushas on the psukim of Torah teach us perhaps even more. And we'll see this more in depth in learning Hashkafa on Torah, but, you know, the different levels that the Torah should be interpreted on. However, just to kind of mention the Roshei Pirkin, we'll just say that the Torah can really be explained or understood on different levels. The first level is the pshat level. You read the psukim and, you know, what their basic implication are. That is the pshat level, and you can extract a tremendous amount of important hashgafic ideas from the pshat of the Torah. However, there is also the domain of drash. There is also how we can elucidate these psukim, how we can extract even more information from these psukim than it seems that exist on the surface level. So, you know, the Rashi we've, you know, quoted now several times, obviously what he does is he brings in the midrashim, let's say, that are mefarish, the Torah, as saying here's kind of an additional deeper level of understanding this pasuk that has kind of critical hashgafic information in it. But deeper than that, the Maharal explains that every domain of Torah, if darshaned, can kind of tell you the deeper ideas behind that domain of Torah. So if you learn Maaseh Bereishit, so you'll learn, you know, on a pshat level how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in accordance with kind of a simple understanding. But if you were to darshan the psukim of Maaseh Bereishit, which is, you know, can only be done in a certain context by certain people, then you'll understand the deeper ideas behind the foundation of God's creation of the world. If you learn the psukim that deal with arayot, right? So you'll understand on a basic level what is your obligations and, you know, what you can and can't do in the domains of relationships, right? However, if you darshan the psukim around arayot, so then you become privy to a deeper understanding of the nature of the interaction between God's creations. So these are kind of the two levels upon which we can extract hashgafic information from the Torah. There's a certain amount of information that is readily available to us through the pshat in the psukim, but perhaps much more information that is available to us through one of the several ways that we can elaborate and elucidate these psukim of the Torah through darshaning out the psukim. Again, we'll talk about that a little bit more in the continuation. But the psukim have a series of deeper, appropriate understandings that really lie at their core. And the more we're able to darshan, the more information that we're able to extract from these psukim, the more we're able to uncover the truth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us in the Torah. And so the authority, the source of the hashgafic ideas is Deoraita, is in the Torah, but only a small percentage of that information is apparent from the pshat understanding of the text, and there's a lot more information that is hidden in the subtext of these psukim. Moving on from Torah, we'll go into the Nevi'im. Now, the Nevi'im, of course, can be, a lot can be extracted from the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im tell us a lot in terms of their direct messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we see, you know, primarily in the Nevi'im Achronim, where we just have prophecy after prophecy of their messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there seem to be certain svarim, certain texts that were written that are even more rich with hashgafic information. And the first and maybe primary source of that hashgafic rich information is Mishlei, where Shlomo Melech maps out explicitly what his intention is. And he says, I'm here to teach you Chochmah. I'm here to teach you the truth. I'm here to teach you Musar. I'm here to teach you Bina. I'm here to teach you those deep truths that are that lie at the core of our religious thought. And I'm here to teach you, deep, proper understanding of everything that it is that we believe in the domain of religion, in the domain of spirituality, in the domain of religious thought. It's very clear that this is Shlomo Melech's intention through Mishlei, and he does so in the form of metaphor and in the form of parallels and parables. He gives you a story, an idea, and what's reflected within that idea is a deep grain of truth that he is privy to because he is a Navi and because he's a Maaseh Talmid Chacham. Similarly, we find a tremendous amount of hashgafic information in Kohelet, also written by Shlomo Melech. In fact, you know, his three works, Mishlei, Kohelet, and Shir HaShirim, probably are the richest works with hashgafic information. Kohelet about being a worthwhile way of living your life as an Eved Hashem, as opposed to pursuing pleasure, or as opposed to being a nihilist, that he kind of works through a very long thesis as to why serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the most worthwhile endeavor that there is. Shir HaShirim is really a metaphor for our relationship to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and our loving relationship, in fact, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a proper understanding of Shir HaShirim reveals to us, you know, deep fundamental ideas in understanding the nature of Klal Yisrael's relationship to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. These are kind of the primary storehouses of Hashkafic information within the Nevi'im, but of course, to a certain degree, all of the Nevi'im, which are messages from, not only messages from the Nevi'im, that they're basically relaying information that they have received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level, but also, right, they're basically messages that that they receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're conveying to us, or they're their formulations of these ideas which they have understood through Ruach HaKodesh. So to a certain degree, you know, all of Nevi'im is that. And there are certain works, as we mentioned already, Kohelet, Mishlei, and Shir HaShirim, also Eov is a big one, that has increased focus on just giving over a specific or specific Hashkafic ideas, where it's not so much about reading between the lines and extracting the messages, but just about reading them and taking in the messages themselves. So that's, you know, where and how we learn Hashkafic ideas from Torah and from the Nevi'im. And in the next shir, we need to discuss where we learn Hashkafic ideas from Ma'amarei Chazal and why we're able to learn Hashkafic ideas from Ma'amarei Chazal, given that, as we said, they are people just like us and they seem to have the same limitations that we have in the use of our seichel to determine what is true.